sorry song, 'cause he be gone so long. Sorry business come with the morning sun. Sorry business, the hit come with the morning sun. Now he's gone. Sadness blowing on the evening.
In 1946, Kev Carmody was born in Cairns, Queensland, Australia, to an Irish father and an Aboriginal mother. At age 10, he was taken by the Australian authorities as part of what became known as the Stolen Generation, forcible removal of part Aboriginal children from their families for various reasons. This took place over a 100-year period, ending in some places only in the 1970s. Lightning flash on the Gibber Plain. It's the subject of the remarkable documentary film, The Rabbit Proof Fence, a must-see. Take it out from the Lopez Library. That law here to stay. Carmody spent 17 years working as a laborer. At age 33, he enrolled in a university. He was well received but had little formal training, so he used songs to tell the historical stories that he would have otherwise written up in essays, and this became the backbone of his singing career. Brother, so good. Sorry business come with the morning sun. Sorry business. Here's the song From Little Things Big Things Grow from Kev Carmody's album Bloodlines. It's an account of the Aboriginal Gurindji tribe cattle drivers' walkout in the 1960s, which is credited with starting the Indigenous rights movement in Australia.
Oh, well, let's get me some money.
Yeah, yeah, oh, we get it spot on.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Gather around, people. I'll tell your story, an 8-year-long story. Power and pride, the British Lord Vesty, Vincent Lingari, were opposite men on opposite sides.
Vesty was fat with money and muscle. Beef was his business, broad was his door. Vincent was lean, spoke very little. He had no bank balance, our dirt was his floor.
From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
Gurindji were working, nothing but rations. Once they had gathered the wealth of the land, daily depression got tighter and tighter. Gurindji decided they must make a stand.
They picked up their swags, started off walking at Waddy Creek. They sat themselves down. Now it don't sound like much, but it sure got tongues talking. Back at the homestead, and then in the town.
From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
Vesty man said, I'd double your wages. 7 quid a week you have in your hand. Said, we're not talking about wages. We're sitting right here till we get our land.
Vesty man roared, Vesty man thundered. You don't stand a chance of a cinder in snow. Vincent, if we fall, others arising.
From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
Vincent Lingiari. He boarded an airplane, landed in Sydney, big city of lights. Daily he went round, softly speaking his story to all kinds of men from all walks of life.
Vincent sat down with their big politicians. This affair, they told him, it's a matter of state. Let us sort it out. Why are people hungry? Vincent said, no thanks. We know how to wait.
From little things, big things grow.
Then Vincent Lingiari returned in an airplane back to his country once more to sit down. He told his people, let the stars keep on turning. We have friends in the south, in the cities and towns.
Eight years went by, eight long years of waiting, to when that tall stranger appeared in the land. He came with lawyers, came with great ceremony, threw Vincent's fingers, poured a handful of sand.
From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. That was the story of Vincent Lingiari. This is the story of something much more. Of power and privilege cannot move a people who know where they stand, and they stand in their law. From little things, big things grow. From little things.
Kev Carmody, a half Aboriginal singer and songwriter, sings about inequities of life in Australia. In his first album, Pillars of Society, the song Thou Shalt Not Steal pointedly noted the hypocrisy of British colonists in Australia. They stole the land from the indigenous Aboriginal Australians who had been there for over 50,000 years. These colonists were primarily Christians, supposedly commanded, Thou Shalt Not Steal.
Come over from the landscape, northern rich lands. Drop out in our wastelands on the south. Project their leftist leanings on the radio.
Carmody took a decade or more off from his singing career and never went after the big bucks. That wasn't his thing. In 2009, Kev was inducted into the Australian Recording Industry Association Hall of Fame, about which he joked, I must be getting into the Hall of Fame with the lowest record sales in history.
They don't see, we see the same old story.
The music in this program is from Carmody's Bloodlines album, which is no longer being made. I see it's going for $99 used on Amazon. It's an outstanding album and probably actually worth that. This has been My Two Cents. I'm John Waugh. Listen in at 10.01 p.m. Saturday, 3.45 p.m. Sunday, and 9.30 a.m. Wednesday. Send me email at kloijohn@gmail.com. Coming to you from fabulous Lopez Island, where, like Camelot, it only rains at night.
The wingtip of the albatross creases the mirrored waters. Between the swells and the vastness of the great Southern Ocean. And that winded expanse and isolated chill of the roaring 40s. Above the darkened depths, this ancient messenger forever wanders the oceans of this earth.